Danvers, Massachusetts, Friday, December 12, 1890. Rose at 4:30. Sarah and I had but little rest last night. In coming down the steps after closing the door, she thought there was only one step. Her heel caught on the second step. She wrenched her ankle, and for a few moments we thought she could not walk. She did walk to the meeting, came back, and after her shoe was removed, her foot pained her considerably. She could not rest. Neither could I. She was obliged to get up at midnight and bathe her foot. She is relieved of pain, but it is not wisdom to use her foot in walking at present. Received letters yesterday from Marion, Davis. Also from Jones of Oakland, California. Sister Edwards and I walked a short distance to call upon my sister Harriet's daughter, Emma McCann. She married Charlie Morrison. She is his second wife. His first wife was Mary McCann, her own sister. She left three children. All are married but one, whose name is Mabel. Emma was much pleased to see me. We visited her about 2 hours. In the afternoon, Charlie Morrison, Emma's husband, came with his covered carriage for me to ride out. He took me to his sister's, where his mother is staying. He introduced me to his mother and his two sisters. They received me courteously and the mother heartily. I had a little visit with them. I was glad to see Charlie's mother. She is a nice, sensible woman, plain, benevolent-looking, and wholesome. When we returned, the horse was afraid of the cars, and we had to go a roundabout way to get to Brother Edwards. We were glad to retire early. My heart is constantly drawn out after God. I plead for His Holy Spirit. The manifestation of the love of God toward us in Christ Jesus softens, yes, breaks my heart and renews my soul unto holiness.